Changes to the Education Act could mean any school board trustee who misses a board meeting gets fired. At their regular board meeting on August 27, Simcoe County District School Board trustees got a look at changes coming to the rules governing board meetings. Starting September 1, if a trustee misses even one meeting with or without advance notice, the trustees present at that meeting will be asked to vote on whether the missing trustee should keep their elected seat. If the board does not authorize the trustee being absent without notice, the trustee gets booted off the board. Midland, Penetanguishene, Tay, Tiny Trustee Robin Talbot said the incoming changes suggest Minister of Education Paul Calandra hates trustees. The Ministry of Education imposes all these directives to us, as underlings, with disdain, said Talbot. I think it's out of hand. Under the new legislation, trustees are expected to attend all board and committee of the whole meetings in person. At the SCDSB, trustees hold their regular joint board and committee of the whole meetings on either the third or fourth Wednesday evening of the month while school is in session. There are specific circumstances outlined in the Act under which electronic participation is permitted. If a trustee lives more than 125 kilometers away from the meeting place, weather conditions, health issues, disability or family responsibilities. The request to attend electronically must be sent and approved by the chair or vice chair in advance of any meeting, and electronic participation is not considered an absence. Previously under the Education Act, a trustee vacates their seat if they miss three consecutive meetings of the board without an authorized reason. Trustees who were planning on being absent for a meeting were permitted to send regrets in advance of a meeting in the past, but that will no longer be the case. If you miss a meeting, you've vacated your seat now. It's for the table to decide if that absence is approved, said Education Director Don Stevens during Wednesday's meeting. For board meetings, regrets are no longer allowed. That information riled up multiple trustees at the table. Talbot asked about vacations, noting he was intending to take a ski vacation this coming winter. If that's a problem, will I be resigning? Maybe I won't wait. Maybe I should resign now, if that's going to be the case, he said. This is an overbearing overreach. It's appalling. Aurelia, Severn, Ramara trustee Jody Lloyd responded tongue-in-cheek. Try not to plan your vacations for the fourth week of the month, she said to laughter from around the table. Lloyd asked for clarity on what would happen in an emergency, asking what happens if a trustee gets in a car accident on the way to attend a meeting and can't call to explain prior to the meeting's start. She noted this year's ice storm in April that grounded most travel across the region and had the majority of trustees participating in that month's meeting remotely, or not at all. If you got in a car accident on the way to the meeting, you wouldn't vacate your seat if we pass a motion to authorize your absence because of that emergency situation, Stevens responded. Barry trustee and chair Dana Powell said the board's new policy is in line with the advice from the Ontario Public School Board Association, OPSBA, which was released in November 2024 and provides best practices on how to best implement the new changes at school boards. The document shared with school boards across Ontario, called Good Governance, Leading Practices Re, Electronic Meetings and Meeting Attendance, notes that the new Ontario regulation, 463/97, that goes into effect September 1 requires all trustees be physically present in the meeting room for committee of the whole meetings. Once combined with the Education Act, this means that missing one committee of the whole meeting would result in a trustee vacating their seat under Section 228(1)(e) of the Act. They have laid out the new law of the land, said Powell. There is, however, a caveat at the end of the good governance document that it is not intended to be legal advice, and that the advice does not necessarily reflect the views of the Ministry of Education. Ajala Tosarantio, Clearview, CFB Borden, ESA trustee Brandy Rafiq said she understood the intention behind the legislation changes was to hold school board trustees more accountable than they have been in the past. We signed up to do a job, and we should be here. I don't think anyone here is disagreeing with that, she said. But we also have to understand that life happens. if you're on vacation, or got in a car accident on the way here, S12 will make a decision on what we think, saying yes or no if you're still a trustee, she asked. Is that what we're saying? New Tecumseh trustee Sarah Bites openly wondered if there was an appeal process to a decision from the board on an absence. Powell said he didn't have an answer. Innisfil trustee Donna Armstrong shared concern about having to vote on a potential trustee removal. It's really not fair to be put in the position to make that decision with absolutely no information, she said. Armstrong also aired frustration that municipal councillors, governed by the Provincial Municipal Act, are not held to the same standard. Myself and trustees at this table have had these exact discussions. What if? We just don't know. We are doing our best to take the good governance guidelines from OPSBA and follow them. There has not been direction on what happens if, unfortunately, said Stevens. Barry trustee and vice chair Lynn Strawn pointed to the Limestone District School Board's policy, which permits the vote to allow an unauthorized absence to take place at the next regular board meeting to give the absent person some time to explain before trustees formally vote on their removal. Maybe we could add something to our policy with similar language, asked Strawn. At the end of discussion on Wednesday, trustees voted in favor of an amended recommendation to approve the new policy, but have the policy brought back to the board in September with guidelines for resolving unapproved absences with further guidance from the Ministry of Education and OPSBA taken into consideration.